Now, global human rights organization has mocked Saudi Arabia's recent reforms, which the group says are aimed at masking Riyadh's human rights abuses. Amnesty International says Saudi reforms will fool nobody. Amnesty launched a campaign questioning Saudi Arabia's reforms that have accompanied Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's visits to the UK and the US. The rights group warned authorities not to mistake public relations for human rights. It referred to Saudi Arabia's ruthless crackdown on freedom of expression and Riyadh's bombing of Yemen. Amnesty International also said the human rights record has worsened since bin Salman took over as Crown Prince. Bin Salman has been trying to present himself as a reformer by lifting bans on entertainment and tourism, as well as scaling back restrictions on women. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has reportedly met with leaders of several pro-Israeli lobbies during his tour of the United States. The lobbies, including AIPAC, Stand Up for Israel, and Jewish Federations of North America, have donated millions to Israeli settlements in occupied Palestinian territories. The pro-Israel groups in the U.S. have long targeted BDS, a nonviolent movement that seeks to economically pressure Israel into providing a right to return for Palestinians. Political analysts believe the meetings between bin Salman and pro-Israel lobbies signal a warming of ties between Riyadh and Tel Aviv. Joining us live now from Irvine is Professor Paul Sheldon Foote of California State University. Professor, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Certainly this is unprecedented, isn't it, Professor, that a Saudi crown prince would meet seemingly in such an open fashion with such pro-Israel groups?
The Jewish groups are absolutely elated over this. However, on the other side, there is no evidence whatsoever that what the Crown Prince is doing will help the plight of Arab Muslims, Christians, and others who have been hurt by Saudi Arabia themselves. It'll do nothing to stop the settlements. It'll do nothing to help the people of Gaza. What he's planning to get out of this remains to be seen, other than to help Saudi Arabia economically with some listing deals. But he's done nothing, and unfortunately, he's not being punished for this. Record numbers of Muslims still go on the Hajj to Saudi Arabia. I don't hear a whole lot of condemnation out of many Muslim countries. Some may refuse to participate in some events, but there's been no hostile response from the Muslim world. And Qatar, in the case of Qatar, as the Jerusalem Post pointed out, Qatari leaders have met secretly with the Zionist Organization America and some others recently. So they didn't bother to mention that in their Al Jazeera report, according to the Jerusalem Post.
Professor, I'm wondering then, what do you think the Saudi take is on this U.S. peace plan as put forth by Trump? Essentially, Trump is saying that, you know, he'll just force it down Palestinians' throat. Do you think that these Arab countries are on board?
Absolutely. I think the prince is far more worried about getting a listing for Aramco and saving the economic uncertainty of the future of Saudi Arabia than he cares about any Arab or Muslim cause.
All right, Professor, we'll leave it there at that. But of course, we appreciate you taking time to speak to us here at Press TV.